So here today in this first conversation in this very delicious series that is all about forgiving money, we want to first talk about our terms. In other words, we have two words, both of which are very significant and very important on a cultural level, but neither of which from our perspective have much meaning. And we'll explain what that means, why we say that, and how to apply what it is that we're talking about here in just a moment. So when you look at what it is that you're actually doing in relationship to money, you're actually not looking at much of anything, because there is nothing actually there to see. Money is a delusion. It's the idea of cash projected into the future or regretted from the past. But it doesn't have any meaning or any power, any usefulness, anything that it can do for you right here and right now. And that's one of the most frustrating things about it. Because you cannot actually touch money, you can't deal with money, you can't handle money, you can't do anything with money. You can attempt, but you get nowhere with it. Cash dollars or pounds or euro, however, are tangible. You can hold them in your hand, you can give them away, you can use a little plastic card with a magnetic strip or a little chip in it and do transactions in that way that is significant and meaningful, where you give cash to someone in exchange for products or services or just as a gift to give them. You can do something with cash, but you can do nothing with money. Money has no meaning, it has no value, it has no power. And yet, all of you have decided, and have done so in quite a brilliant sort of way, that it is yours to manage, to handle, and to deal with, and it is extremely frustrating. Because you get no traction with it. When you allow yourself to have the cash that you desire, magical things can happen. You open up to something that is very powerful and very present and very real, that actually produces something quite specific that is for you on your behalf and to your benefit. But when you're dealing with money, you get nothing in return. You put as much as you can into it and you get very little back. Now, the thing is that there's plenty of people who go around saying that they're making money, making money, making money. And of course, that's a cultural term and we don't have any opinion about it because it doesn't really mean anything to us. But we know that there's plenty of people who will say, I'm making money. Well, yes, that's probably exactly what they're doing. But what they're also doing in some way, shape, or form, and every one of you has done this, if you have a penny, you've done this, is allowing cash to rise up, to be present, to fall into your reality in the way that is right for you. Not fall in as in from somewhere else, but fall in as in take shape and form and be tangible and real. In the same way that you let oxygen be real, and it's very real for you, particularly if you don't have enough of it, so too do you have plenty of cash. And when you don't have as much as you want, you blame money. But money isn't at fault here. It isn't money. It isn't even your thoughts about money. Because there's nothing there to be dealt with. When you're really, really looking at how much cash you have, looking at it from that perspective, you have plenty. At any given moment, even if you have a penny, you have plenty. Now, the idea of not having enough has to do with a projection into the future. Somewhat with the regrets of the past, but mostly about projecting into the future. And when you project into the future, you are not going to get anything that you actually want out of that. When you project into the future, what you're doing is you are making something happen that you can't, or attempting to make something happen that you can't actually achieve. Now, we're not talking about imagining what it is that you desire, because that's not a projection into the future. That's actually an imagining in the present, where you're essentially directing the future to develop in a certain way that is specific to you, that is personal to you, that's very helpful to you, undoubtedly. But when you project into the future, and you're bringing with it your doubts and your fears and your disbeliefs and your disdains and your regrets from the past, you're not really helping yourself out very much. What you're really doing is actually essentially clouding your reality in the present moment with ideas that you don't like, but believing that you have to deal with them and have to manage them. So that's money. Money is nothing. There is nothing there. There's plenty of cash, dollars, pounds, euro, for your delight, for you to imagine and allow. But that's it. Imagine and allow. You're not going to make money. You've never once made money. You can say that your behavior was the making of money. You went to work to make money. You sold your product or services to make money. You invented something to make money. You produced art to make money. But that isn't what you actually did. What you did is you, for whatever reason, in some way, shape, or form, decided to allow cash to come into your reality. Maybe it was because it was established enough with a transaction that you would believe that you could have it. And so in that believing, that's why the cash arrived. And you call it making money, but you weren't making money at all. You can't make money. There's no such thing as it. And you don't even really know what the device of making money would be. That's just a catch-all phrase that's used to describe something that you probably don't really understand because it's not really necessary to understand it. You imagine something and you allow it. You do this with oxygen. You do this with gravity. You do this with the movement of your body. You do this with what's in the refrigerator. You do this with what's in the cupboard. You do this with everything. As you come around a corner, you encounter what it is that you're expecting, more or less. But more so than less. Much more so than less. All reality arrives in your experience instantaneously at the moment of its necessariness, not neededness, but how it's necessary to you right in that moment to fulfill the desire of something that is wonderful happening for you. You're not in charge of that. You are the one who directs it, but you don't control it or manage it. If you did, you wouldn't know how to do it anyway. Many of you try to explore how to manage and control the manifestation of things, experiences, situations, but you have something so much easier and so much more powerful and so much more immediate at your disposal, which is your imagination and your willingness and, of course, your intuition that brings you into the having of what you have been imagining. And it always feels better because that's what you're doing, is imagining what feels better. Now, when you're projecting into the future and dreading what is coming, you're not doing yourself much good, and you're, in fact, slowing everything down and essentially putting into your physical reality things that you actually don't want because you think you have to deal with them. You think that's the way it works. You think those are the rules. But you're just dictating to your reality how to follow the rules that you yourself have established for whatever reason. But you don't have to. You don't have to do any of this. What you can do at any given moment is decide you have plenty of cash right now, and you've got the evidence for that. If you have a penny, you have plenty. So let's talk a little bit about forgiving. Forgiving is a word that is a very, 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 shall we say, it has a lot of baggage, because it seems like an impossible thing, that your job is to basically give a boon to those who have harmed you, to those who have messed with you in some sort of way, and that what you're going to do is give them the boon of your superior spiritual approach, where you basically dispense them and say, it's okay, you did the best you could, I'm sure it's fine. But you don't really, most of you don't really mean it. Real forgiveness, the way we really mean it here in this context, is recognizing that whatever it is that you thought happened didn't actually happen. As we say, all manifestation is perfect. It's the perception that gets screwy. And the perception that seems to require forgiveness, where they harmed you or they hurted you, or you did that to them, or to yourself, that's screwy, because you can't ever do anything other than what's exactly right for you right then and right there, right at the right time, right in the right way. You're always in this right place, right here, and so there's nothing that need be forgiven. All is well right here, right now. So when we talk about forgiving money, we're talking about actually recognizing how it had no effect whatsoever. And how you're in this right place at this right time in this right way, and all is well. All is well and all is good. We also want to invite you to notice that in discussing the topic of forgiving money, it probably is going to bring up some very juicy contrast that you might very well be able to leverage if you want to. You don't have to. One of the parts of the contrast that we would imagine will probably arise is the feeling that you may have that you've never really gotten it right, because you've been looking for money to tell you what your validation point was, to confirm that you did something right, and it's always disappointed you and always let you down. The idea that you got it right when it comes to finances or money, or even you could use the word cash here, but it's not really cash, it's money. The idea that you got it right, and so therefore you're valid in your approach. The markers that you're using to make that determination are all faulty because they're based on something that doesn't exist, money. If you look at your bank account and say, this is the validation that I've done everything right, you're missing the point. By the time you look at the bank account, by the time you actually bring the cash out on the table, it's not the same thing that it was when you observed it. You've already changed. It's already changed. Things have become different. And our suggestion is that instead of trying to get it right when it comes to money, to actually be willing to be completely wrong about all of it. In other words, to give up the idea that you're supposed to do something in the right way, to be responsible, to be an adult, to be able to make as much money as you should ever want to. You can have as much cash as you want. You'll never be able to make any money because there's nothing to be made. And you don't even know the mechanisms by which to make money. Sure, there are plenty of books that lots and lots of people have written about this topic and have said this is the foolproof plan to make as much money as you want. You do this and this and this. And some of that includes visualization and exercises and running around in a circle three times with your left foot being held by your right hand. And we get it. There are mystical ways, there are practical ways, there are seemingly even metaphysical ways. But the only metaphysical way to make money is to do nothing, because there's nothing to be made. But to create cash, to invite the experience of having more and more cash, is just simply your imagination. You do it all the time when you're quote-unquote making money. You're imagining what it is that you're wanting and allowing yourself to have it, but then putting it under the guise of making money. And that's fine. That is always what is happening with a solid paycheck that comes in regularly on the 1st and 15th or whatever it may be, where you're getting the same amount day after day or week after week or month after month. And it's dependent upon your employment contract and did you fulfill the rules of that and did you do the right thing and did they do the right thing by you? So there's all these conditions, and it's pretty solid. There's lots and lots of agreement culturally on this topic. And more importantly, there's lots and lots of agreement within yourself on this topic. And so when there's anything that ever goes astray, like hot and cold running water, you do tend to get very clear about how it's going to get fixed, and it's going to get fixed now. But it's still very, very heavy on the pressure, and it's still very intense on how you're supposed to show up and follow the rules and do the right thing so that you can get that validation point for money that will tell you, yes, you now have this much in the bank because you did the right thing. You have that much in the bank because you imagined it and you allowed it. It's there for you on your behalf and to your benefit, but it doesn't validate anything. It doesn't make anything better. It doesn't improve anything. It's just what you've created. But it's everything. Your creations are powerful and amazing and wonderful. Forgiving money doesn't mean that you're going to let go of harm and hurt and resentment, although you might. And we highly recommend that you do. Forgiving money just simply means that you remember that there's nothing there to be forgiven, nothing there to be let go of. There's just nothing there. There's just habits of thought that you play with over and over and over again, giving a lot of energy to, because they have to be constantly fed, since they're very hungry ghosts. And they never are satisfied. They never help you. They never give you what you actually want. They never validate your experience. They never validate your intelligence. They never validate your canny or your ability. They give you the illusion of that validation, but they don't actually validate anything. You're in this right place at this right time in this right way. That's always the case. And the amount of cash that you have in your wallet, in your purse, in the coffee can in the freezer, that's in the bank, that's stuffed under the mattress, that's buried under the backyard, whatever it is that you have and wherever it is that you have it, is exactly right now. And as much as you have, you can have more. It's just a matter of imagining. And you all know how to imagine. You all know how to take a deep breath and just put your attention on the deliciousness of having something and then allow it to go forth. In other words, let it go. Let it go forth. Let it go out. Let it go do its job. Let it go form things for you on your behalf and to your benefit. For most of you, That's a very light touch. Very light touch. Just as simple as saying, wouldn't it be nice if? Now, that's not a formula, but you have your own way of creating, and you know how it works because you are doing it all of the time. You may not have put much thought to it, but it's always there. And certainly as we go through this series of conversations this week, we'll invite you to bring your questions about that if it's to your delight to do so. But most of all, first and foremost, we suggest that you recognize that forgiving money is essentially just putting your attention on the cash that you have and recognizing how much you have is wonderful. Because when you put your attention on anything and you say, this is wonderful and I really like having it, you're amplifying the parts of it that are wanted. For most of you, that will be the plentitude of cash. A stash of cash, a bag of cash, a big pile of cash, whatever it is. You put your attention on it and you say, this I like, this I have, and it amplifies. In your experience, you get more opportunities to do that. We'd highly recommend you do so. We'd also highly recommend that you decide that it's okay that money has betrayed you, because it has. It's betrayed everyone, and it didn't do so because there's something wrong with it. It did so because it had no job trying to validate you, so you wanting it to give you a validation point, to give you an A+, to give you the top marks on your paper, to say, yes, now you're plenty rich and you'll never have to worry about money again, which is the goal of making money. That never really works. You can imagine yourself having plenty of cash and it will happen. But you cannot put yourself in a situation where in your holding a resentment against something that doesn't even exist and then expect that you're going to get what you want. It just doesn't work. But we don't have to tell you that. It's most likely that you have proof of this. No matter how wealthy you are, no matter how much cash you have, if you've been trying to make money, it's always been disappointing. It's never been fulfilling. And we're not saying it should have been fulfilling and you just missed the mark. We're just saying it had no ability or capacity to be fulfilling because there was nothing there to fulfill you in the first place. So that is where we begin with this series of conversations. We look forward to all of your questions about this topic. And we remind you once again, very deliciously so, that as wonderful and delicious and amazing as it is where you are right now with all the cash that you have, it's only going to get better and better and better from here.